Tenodo Data Vibe. Hello everybody, welcome to our latest episode of Tenodo Data Vibe. Why is product and customer support essential for businesses? To discuss this topic in detail, joining us for the first time on the show is Ignacio Soriano, who is the Service Delivery and Customer Success Manager for the DACH region at Tenodo. Ignacio has several decades of experience within the SAP consulting businesses. Ignacio, wonderful to have you on the show. I'm sure our listeners are eager to learn all about product and customer support and why it must be a top priority for businesses. But before we begin, can you give us a quick introduction about your career and particularly your role here at Tenodo for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. First of all, thanks a lot for having me here. My name is, as I said, Ignacio Soriano Hernandez. I am the German guy with a Spanish name. I'm the customer success manager within the DACH region for the last 3 years. And as you mentioned, I've been in the consulting business for several decades. I'm very happy to talk about basically product and customer support, because I think it's very important. And with Tenodo, probably one of the best companies, honestly, with my 54 years, I can say that it's outstanding what we as Tenodo deliver, and in comparison to other companies I've been working for.
Definitely, I would have to agree with you on that one. So thank you so much for sharing, Ignacio. So we're all set to talk about our topic today, which is the importance of effective product and customer support. So let's begin. So my first question for you is, can you tell us about the difference between product and customer support and why should it be a top priority for businesses?
Especially if we just look into product support, what does it mean? Well, looking into Tenodo, for over, I would say, 23 years, Tenodo has that Tenodo platform, which is a single product, delivering within the data management space and data virtualization, an outstanding product. It's important that the product over the time gets new capabilities, new functionalities. The market is requesting some capabilities that have to be put in the product. And providing customers the opportunity to also be part of the product development due to the possibility to raise enhancement requests, capabilities that are crucial for their business is very important. If we take customer support, just providing an outstanding product is one thing. But if you just give someone a car who would not have a driving license, what shall he do? He would just look at it and say, oh, outstanding car, looks amazing. We have an excellent platform, and providing customer support, enabling customers to use the product, to make the best value out of the product, I think is something that we as product vendor are taking very serious within our customer success services. So that's why it's important to not only have a good product support, but also an outstanding customer support.
Perfect. Thank you so much for explaining it so well. So moving forward, what are some unique challenges faced while providing product and customer support? And what are some ways to alleviate them?
We know that the market is developing. There are new trends on the market, thinking of data mesh, data fabrics, in general, data. And having basically a product that can be extended, that offers the possibilities to connect to a lot of different sources, all the different flavors, and exposing that data to consumers easily is, I think, one of the things that, with regards to Tenodo and the product, is really good. But it's not something like you develop it and then it runs for the next 5-10 years. You have to keep the pace with market trends, things, business challenges that our customers are facing. We want to help our customers solving the problems, not being a problem within the customer. So you need to add new capabilities to the product. And this can be done through the participation of customers to our product advisory councils that we do as Tenodo. So customers demonstrate their use cases. They tell us, hey, look, this is one of the areas where we would even like to use Tenodo as well. And we may need some capabilities. And with a platform as Tenodo offers, which is basically a layered platform in the area of, let's say, for example, data discovery or governance and security, increased performance and analytics. This is where Tenodo can surely help. And the customers can participate on that one. Then we have the customer support. And customer support, as I said, a platform that offers a lot of capabilities and making the best use out of it needs that someone from the platform vendor, the product vendor, Enodo, helps you, guides you during the journey that the customer wants to do. So if we talk of onboarding, education, achieving milestones that have been defined by the customer, and then really getting the most out of the product, I think this is where customer support is a vital part. And not only via your support system that you have, but with additional advisory sessions that we offer to the customers and are part of your subscription, through on-demand trainings on specific topics with a certification track at the end, with a customer success manager that from onboarding, and that starts early on, even before the customer has signed the contract, develops a customer success plan. We just define basically what are the things that we want to achieve, how do we achieve them, do we need additional resources probably that need to be included into that planning, so that we become part of the customer's project, yeah, and helping him achieving those targets.
Perfect. That sounds great. And I agree with you that it should be a very fluid process where we understand the customer's needs and we're able to support them at each and every stage of their journey. So that's really great. And even in terms of the capabilities that we provide, so we anticipate what are the kind of issues our customers could have and how we could help solve them. So that's wonderful. So how to understand and define product and customer support needs for businesses then? How early is too early to start planning and strategizing?
It's kind of the full customer journey. And what is a full customer journey? A customer may be interested in our technology and what can Denodo offer to within my business, you know, and achieving my business outcomes. So it starts even during pre-sales inception phase that you should start talking to the customer. So why do you want to buy Denodo? What is it what you want to achieve? Maybe not only realizing a use case, implementing a use case to one specific task, because I think when you buy a platform like Denodo, it's part of your DNA within your business. We want to help the customers achieving their outcomes. And it means that early on, when you define use cases, you define the business outcomes, you do the planning, even before signature, maybe during a proof of concept phase, you already discuss with this customer and tell him, okay, the day you will sign, the day plus one, we can start executing. We don't lose the time. And I think this is very important because if you want to get the fastest benefit, the fastest return out of such an invest, and we are talking of invests at the end of the day, I think that's why it's very important to start early on and have really a close relationship with your customer.
Perfect. That sounds great. And my next question for you is diving a little more deeper into the customer journey process that you mentioned earlier. So can you take us through the support process in terms of customer journey and product journey that we provide here at Denodo?
So if we just talk of the customer journey, I was highlighting it already. It's we start early on, even during we call the sales cycle or the pre-sales cycle. A customer is interested in defining it. And then as part of the customer journey and also the support that we deliver, what we provide as Denodo is not only a product. We provide a fully fledged services offering, which is included in the subscription with regards to, for example, the trainings, the on-demand trainings, which are recorded trainings with our tutors, our trainers that we as Denodo employees do as well on the specific roles that the customer may have, from administrators, infrastructure guys, developers, data scientists, architects. We offer a lot of training material that helps the customer getting up to speed quickly. Then we have what we call DPAS, Denodo's Periodic Assessment and Success Services, because we want to make sure the customer is successful. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, with the support services, the customer gets sessions with our consultants on specific topics that they may have as part of the customer success plan. For example, when you set up the platform, you need to do some setups, some integration, the certificates have to be in place. Maybe you're using Kerberos, maybe you're using LDAP, or you want to have discussions on the architecture of the platform. How do I build a semantic layer So a logical layer on top of the data that I will later on expose to my consumers. And this is basically part of our Denodo periodic assessment and success services. Besides the standard support services, with regards to the support system, having the SLAs, which we comply with, and also having a dedicated customer success manager. Every customer of Denodo has a dedicated customer success manager who will, during the lifespan, during your subscription, be in touch with the customer, mostly in a weekly, bi-weekly, depending on the frequency availability of the customer's team, and check the progress, the success that you're making. If there are questions, he will be there. Maybe if there are escalations, which luckily enough, and I think if you just have a look into the reports that Gartner have on the support that Denodo offers, I think we're kind of the references on the market. Yeah? And I think we have customer testimonials as well that can prove that it's not just marketing. We deliver what we promise. So that's why it's important. As part of product development, we have the opportunity that customers, as I mentioned before, have the possibility to raise enhancement requests within the Denodo system. Capabilities that probably are missing now or maybe needed in 2 years due to the fact that the market is developing. And we have a bi-directional integration of Denodo and the customer so that we can exchange. What are the things that you would like to see in the upcoming platform, in the upcoming versions of the product? And I think this is one of the things that, as part of the sessions or the meetings that we do, what I mentioned are the user groups, the product advisory councils, the data fasts that we do, and things like that. So we do a lot of events where customers can directly interact with us. It's not just that we provide something, take it or leave it. No, we take customers serious. So that's why we consider and appreciate always the feedback from the customers.
Of course, wonderful, Ignatius. So like you mentioned, it's not just like a one-time thing where they choose us, and then, you know, it's a done deal. So we are there to help them at each and every level, help build that relationship. And as the businesses get better and progresses and more towards achieving their outcomes, our product is fluid enough to kind of accommodate all of their needs. So that's great. So moving a bit more forward, so I would like to understand, are there any use cases where businesses have benefited from the customer and product support that we provide here at Denodo? Any examples that you would like to share?
Our customers use our product for sure, not just to re-implement what they had been using. That's why I mentioned always business outcomes, efficiency. So especially if we have some very good use cases and case studies, but I cannot tell you the names, but they are within the semiconductor space, where they improved the efficiency for the reporting with our platform, which took them weeks to a few hours, and they measured it in dollars. So we're talking of benefits of several million dollars of benefit that they have basically gained by using Denodo to the traditional processes that they had in the past. We are a company that has a technology which is not focusing on moving data around, copying data from left to right, using other systems. We just try to keep the data where it is in the sources and then use optimized access to that data in a semantic way, exposing the data quickly. We use technologies for sure to also basically materialize the data in case it is needed, but we can improve the efficiency. You don't have to build complex pipelines that you needed in the past. And these customers, for sure, specifically in the analytics space, they are happy that they have Denodo because it really increased the performance for analytics. They had, with the Denodo data catalog, a way better way to even improve the data discovery with the recommendations that the Denodo platform offers. And talking of security, because, you know, at least for us in Europe with GDPR and all that stuff around, so we have a better governance and security with the global security policies. And this is especially in the financial sector where we have use cases, so customers that have implemented money laundering processes to check basically the money laundering. processes, and they use the Denodo for it. So there are lots of capabilities besides everything else that is basically data retrieval, so searching for data. And we always have to think of, just look into the business, how the business is changing. You do not have always those tech-savvy people. You have those citizen developers, not so tech-savvy people, need to consume data. If you would provide them complex interfaces and understand and first make them basically aware on how to use the system, this has to be non-intrusive. It has to be easy. And that's where Denodo, via the Denodo data catalog, offers incredibly easy capabilities to do, for example, the data search. So that's why we are focusing as well on those things, hiding the complexity of the technology and making it way easier to users, business users, data scientists to get the data and not having to ramp up over 6 months to understand basically the product and stuff like that.
Perfect. Like, we are helping them kind of get through the complexities of data and to have easy access to valuable data that they can utilize and where their business can start benefiting right from the start without a longer wait time. So yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Ignacio. This was a wonderful session indeed. Very new things that we could learn today. So moving forward, we just have a very short rapid fire round for you. So are you ready? Shall we begin?
Sure.
Awesome. So what is your favorite travel destination you would like to revisit?
I love the Caribbean Sea. So that's why I probably have to plan to visit the Caribbean maybe next year. That's my plan, probably.
Wonderful. That's great. And next question for you is, what is your favorite go-to pastime or hobby?
Now you got me. Because I'm a huge retro computing guy fan. Yeah? I grew up with the Amigas, the Suns, the Silicon Graphics. Yeah,
right. And
I love it. I love it to do the old school demo coding, so programming those animations and sounds and stuff like that. And that's why I really spent a lot of my time when I have time on the weekends to do that kind of stuff. It's still something that I love.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ignacio. This was a great session, and thanks again for joining us on the show.
Nia, thanks a lot to you having me on this call. I'm really happy. And as always, I'm there for my customers. If there are any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, to us. I think that we are very customer focused. And if there are questions, no obligations, just raise them, reach out to me. And thanks a lot, Nia.
No problem at all. Wonderful. Thank you, Ignacio. And a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.